Delaware lawmakers have taken an inconsistent approach in disclosing free trips to Taiwan and Israel on their annual financial reports. WHYY's Chris Barish uncovered the discrepancy and has this report.
Since about 2010, the Foreign Ministry of Taiwan has been paying for a handful of Delaware legislators to travel there every year, where they learn about the Taiwanese culture and economy. Last year, five lawmakers also visited Israel at that nation's expense. All but one reported that trip as a $6,500 gift in their filing with the state's Public Integrity Commission, known as the PIC. But none of the dozens of state senators and reps who have gone to Taiwan have disclosed the free flights, hotels, meals, and leisure activities. So what in the name of transparency is going on? That depends on whom you ask.
At the time that we went to Taiwan, it was not said to us that we needed to disclose that at all. And I don't see why, just because it's the state of Israel, that needs to be any different.
That's Republican Rep. Brian Shoup. He didn't initially join colleagues who reported the gift from Israel, but after inquiries by WHYY, Shoup amended his report and disclosed it. Shoup said former Democratic Rep. Paul Bomback organized the trips to Taiwan and told him disclosure was unnecessary. Bomback told WHYY he might have checked with the PIC, but legislative leaders definitely told him the same years ago. PIC attorney Ben Warshaw says he doesn't know what advice lawmakers received before he took over in late 2024, but the commission now wants lawmakers to report all trips paid for by third parties, not only foreign nations, but trade groups and nonprofits too. John Flaherty of the Delaware Coalition for Open Government says legislators should already know to report all gifts worth $250 or more, including trips.
If somebody's paying for your freebies, you have to report it, period. Whether it's to Israel, Taiwan, Guatemala, Ireland, wherever it is, the public has a right to know.
Ditto, says Amy Rowe, a transparency advocate who brought the issue to WHYY's attention.
It's important for fairness in our government, transparency, to eschew the concept of a conflict of interest, that there is complete and total reporting on this.
Since WHYY began asking questions last week, lawmakers have begun mulling whether to modify the law to clarify the matter of free trips and gifts. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.